Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, Matthew, set the camera up over by that booth.
Yes, boss.
Oh, where do you want me, Olivia?
You can stand next to the booth. You'll stand near Mr. Hollard.
That makes sense.
I'm glad you approve.
Hi, Olivia. Another day of videotaping, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, today we're recording Red Hollard. He said he has a story to tell for my project.
Well, I hope your English teacher appreciates all the work you're putting into this. Capturing local stories by local people is a great idea, but it's no easy task.
Well, we edited the one you did last week, and it looks really good.
Well, I'm glad. And Camilla's doing the interviews now?
Oh, not really. Huh? She kept nagging me about how she wants to be a TV reporter when she grows up, so I gave in and told her she could hold the microphone.
It's nice to see you made it a family project.
Howdy, y'all.
Oh, hey. Hi, Mr. Hollard. Thank you for coming.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. Where do you want me for my big TV interview?
Over by that booth. Here, I'll show you. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Let me know if you need anything.
Okay.
Hey, Matthew. Camilla?
Hi, Mr. Hollard.
Hey! Oh, stand right here, next to me.
Are you doing the interview, Camilla?
Uh-huh. This is my big break.
If you'll stand on the right, Mr. Hollard, and Camilla, move to the left.
Wait, to the left?
But that'll put me out of the shot.
Oh, out of the shot.
Camilla, like I told you at home, Mr. Hollard is the center of this piece. You're only holding the mic and asking him to tell the story. Got it?
Okay, fine.
Are we ready, Mr. Hollard?
You bet!
Matthew?
Ready when you are, but we need to get this fast. The battery on the camera's low.
Didn't you recharge it?
I thought you did it.
No, you're the camera guy. Okay, never mind. Let's get on with it.
The red light means we're rolling.
I know. And...
action!
Yeah, what she said.
Hi, Camilla Parker here, on the scene and on the job.
Oh, brother.
Today we're talking to Mr. Red Hollard at Wits End in beautiful downtown Odyssey. Hi, Mr. Hollard.
Howdy, Camilla. So my first story is about my cousin Billy Bob Claythorne.
Actually, you have to wait until I ask you to tell the story first.
What?
He doesn't need to wait, Camilla. Just let him tell his story. Go ahead, Mr. Hollard.
All right. Well, as I was saying, old Billy Bob was my cousin, and he was about a couple hogs short of a pig pen, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, Mr. Hollard. Are you saying Billy Bob worked in the pork industry?
No, it's just an expression.
Okay, cut. Camilla, don't ask any questions.
But I'm a reporter.
No, you're not a reporter. You're just holding the mic.
But that's no good. How will that look on my demo reel?
Your demo reel? Listen, Camilla.
Olivia, the battery's going to die.
Oh, okay. All right, well, hurry, Camilla, out of the way.
You're firing me?
Just move.
I didn't really want to help you with your project anyway.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Hollard. Please, whenever you're ready.
All right. So old Billy Bob, he was a tow truck driver, and he
Wait!
What?
What is it?
The camera battery just died.
Oh, no.
I don't believe this! Can you use the power plug?
The plug isn't here. It must be at home.
No. Mr. Hollard,
It's all right, Olivia.
Maybe Mr. Whitaker has a plug we can use. I'll ask.
Okay, thanks. What a mess.
Now, where is that thing? Pretty sure I have a box of power plugs and cords around here.
How about that shelf?
Oh, all right, you look around there while I check here. Oh, sorry, but the place has been a wreck since we renovated the kids' radio studio.
Mr. Whitaker?
Hi, Camilla.
Could you set up the imagination station for me?
Well, I'd be happy to in a few minutes. First, Matthew and I have to find a power cord for your sister.
As if she needs one. Seems like she's got enough power already.
Now, Camilla.
Whoa, is this what I think it is?
Well, if you think it's an oscilloscope, then it is what you're thinking.
An Azella Hoobie Woody?
It's an oscilloscope. It tests electronic equipment.
Oh, these things are so cool. Can I plug it into something?
Well, sure, after we find that cord. Maybe it's in my office. I tell you what, Matthew, you keep looking here while I go upstairs.
Okay.
I'll be back in a minute.
This place reminds me of your bedroom. It's like a walk-in junk drawer.
If you were a camera cord, where would you hide?
Hey, what's this soccer ball doing here?
That looks like a box of stuff it uses for sound effects.
You mean to get this sound?
I guess so. We're looking for a cord, remember?
Yeah. Oh, hey, watch this, Matthew. That empty shelf over there is my soccer goal.
Oh, stop. You're going to break something.
Oh, come on. It's an easy shot. Parker takes the pass and drives the ball downfield. She fakes to the left, jukes right.
Camilla!
Parker shoots!
No, Camilla!
Matthew! Why did you block the shot?
To keep you from doing exactly what you did. Look, you broke the oscilloscope.
No, I didn't. The ball was headed straight for the box until you knocked it away.
Oh, this is bad.
Does it cost a lot?
You better believe it. Maybe it's okay. Move aside, please. There's an outlet behind you. Let's see.
Well?
It works.
Yes! Wait, was there a crack on the screen before?
I don't know, but it works. That's all that matters.
I think I want to go home now.
Me too. I'll use our camera cord.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. I thought you two were at Wood's End helping Olivia.
We were.
Oh.
I came home to find the power cord to the camera. Have you seen it?
Look next to the TV in the family room.
Thanks.
Sure. So, how was your big debut on Olivia's project?
Not so good. Oh. Olivia went control crazy and I walked off the set.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's just no working with some people.
I see. Are you finished then?
As far as I'm concerned, maybe I'll go over to Susie's.
Actually, there's something else you have to do.
Like what?
Do you remember our conversation before you left?
Sure. Which one?
The one about you making sure the dishes were cleared up before you went anywhere.
Oh, that one. I forgot.
Uh-huh. Well, you know the rule. Double dishes the rest of the week.
Mom!
I've already cleaned up most of them so I can fix dinner. You get the rest.
This day is getting worse all the time. First Olivia, then the Godzilla-scope thingy, and now...
The Godzilla-scope? What?
I'm not having a very good day.
Well, that was a disaster.
What's wrong, Olivia?
Mr. Hollard couldn't wait, so we'll have to video him later.
Oh.
Wait, what happened to Matthew?
He's in the other room looking for a power cord.
We don't need it now. I'll be in my room.
And don't even try to apologize to me, Olivia.
As if Camilla...
Camilla, do I need to get involved?
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
Uh-huh. Back to the dishes, then.
I'll bet other TV personalities don't have to do the dishes.
Hey there, Camilla. How's the world of television journalism?
I'm still waiting for my big scoop.
Big scoop? I've got one here for the ice cream. Here's your sandwich, Red.
Oh, thanks kindly, Whit.
So, Camilla, last I remember, you and Matthew were in the storage closet looking for that camera cord, and then you were gone.
Oh, yeah, well, something came up, or down, or... never mind.
Well, I noticed that you found the soccer ball. Thanks, I've been looking for it.
Really? It was in this box of stuff.
Well, as it happens, I needed it for a kids' radio project I was working on. So as a reward for finding it, you can have some free ice cream.
Wow!
What would you like?
Oh, chocolate raspberry ripple, please.
Hey, Camilla, you know, I felt bad about what happened with your sister.
What happened?
Well, we didn't get to do that interview the other day.
Oh, that. Well, she should know better than to mess with the talent.
What? Oh, well... all the same, she's coming this afternoon to record my story. But you see, Whit and I talked about it, and I think we have a better one for her. Would you like to hear it and tell me what you think?
Sure.
Here's your ice cream, Camilla.
Oh, thanks.
Well, this is a story about my friend Barney. And goodness gracious, he's a tow truck driver, too. And he decided it was time for a new tow truck to help boost his business. And he found one he loved. Oh, I mean he loved. The only problem is that it costs a small fortune. Barney didn't have a small fortune, but he had to have that truck. So he went to the mayor, who happened to be his friend, and he asked about borrowing the money. Well, the mayor said he could help Barney out, and he lent him the money himself, all of it. Barney was thrilled, and he went right out and bought that tow truck. And what do you think happened then?
He ran out of tow truck?
No. One wintry day, he skidded on some ice and crashed that tow truck. I mean, it was destroyed. So now he was in big trouble. Not only was the truck useless so he couldn't tow anything, he still had to pay the mayor back for it.
Why didn't his insurance take care of it?
His insurance, well, it was one of the, oh, let's skip over that part. So, time came when he had to give the mayor something, but he didn't have a single red cent. So the mayor said, "You're going to have to work for me to pay that money back." And he put Barney to work cleaning up all the town's trash. Oh, poor Barney. He could hardly stand it. And he knew he'd be doing that for the rest of his life, considering how much money he owed the mayor. Anyway, one day Barney was scrubbing away and beside himself with despair, and the mayor happened to walk by. And Barney flat out begged him, "Please, Mr. Mayor," he said, "I'll pay everything if you let me find another job and give me more time." And you know what the mayor said?
"Get back to work, slave, and finish emptying that trash can?"
No, Camilla, that'd been mean. No, the mayor looked at Barney and he said, "I tell you what, Barney, I forgive your debt. Forget what you owe me. You are free to go."
You're serious?
I'm serious as a porcupine in a balloon factory. That huge debt was gone.
And he lived happily ever after?
Well, that's the next part.
Ah, but what do you think of the story so far?
I like it, but it reminds me of a story Jesus told about the same thing.
That's because it is the story Jesus told, except I kind of retold it in my own special way.
Yeah, but the point is the same.
That's right. It's all about forgiveness.
I think I figured out that much.
So I was thinking, maybe you might want to, you know, give it some thought.
I should? Why?
Hi! Sorry we're late. We wanted to make sure the camera battery was fully charged.
I'll get you set up, Mr. Holler.
Now, you think about that story, Camilla, all right?
Sure.
Hi, Camilla.
Hi, Olivia.
Well, I'll be in the kitchen if you need anything.
So, Olivia?
Yes?
Well, I want you to know that I forgive you.
Oh, you do? For what?
For what happened before, when you were rude to me while I was trying to interview Mr. Hollard.
When I was... Oh. Okay.
You know, that was easier than I thought. I should do that for everybody.
What?
I need to make a list. Bye, see ya.
Okay, sure, okay. Wait. Well, that was weird.
Olivia, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Do you mind holding the mic, Mr. Hollard?
Oh, not at all, but what happened to Camilla?
She left.
So my little story didn't help?
Your story?
Well, what I'm about to tell you. Maybe I'll just go back to my first story about old Billy Bob.
If you have the time, maybe you should tell us both stories.
Hey, that's a capital idea.
Keys. They have to be in here somewhere.
Hi, Mom.
Ah, Camilla, just in time. I have to take a shift at the clinic tonight. Dinner is in the freezer, so tell your dad to give it time to thaw. He's in his study. And, remind him that Whit is coming over.
Mr. Whitaker is coming here?
Uh-huh. Ah, here they are. He and your dad have to talk about some church business. Oh, and don't forget your double dishes duty.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I'm sorry, darling. I have to go.
No, I just want you to know that I forgive you.
You forgive me?
Uh-huh. Even though it'll be hard while I'm scrubbing those pans, but I do.
Oh, and what brought this on?
Mr. Hollard told me a story about forgiveness. Well, it was really Jesus' story, and so I'm trying to forgive people for the stuff they did to me. So I want you to know that I forgive you for making me do double dishes.
Well, I appreciate the thought, honey, but I didn't ask for your forgiveness.
That's okay. I still forgive you.
No, what I mean is, I didn't ask because I don't believe I need your forgiveness. You're doing double dishes as a consequence for your not doing the dishes when you were supposed to.
But I said I was sorry.
Well, sorry means you regret what you did, but that doesn't make the consequences of what you did disappear.
That doesn't sound right.
I'm late, so I don't have time to explain. We can talk later. I love you. Bye.
Okay, that was just wrong. What are they cooking these pans? Super glue?
Hey, Camilla. Still doing dishes, huh?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I forgive you, Matthew.
Thanks.
Don't you want to know why?
No.
For the macaroni and cheese you let dry in that bowl. It took me 10 minutes to clean.
Oh.
Aren't you glad I've forgiven you?
I'm thrilled. See you later.
What am I missing here?
Whoa, Camilla, take it easy.
This isn't working out the way I thought.
Oh, I'm sure they'll come clean eventually.
Not these. Dad, if I told you I forgive you, would you be happy?
I guess so, though I'd want to know why you're forgiving me.
For the Bratty Betty doll you didn't get me for my last birthday.
The what I didn't get you?
The Bratty Betty doll.
But, sweetheart, we talked about that. Those Bratty Betty dolls are obnoxious, ugly, and bad role models.
So, my forgiveness doesn't mean anything?
Oh, of course it does. But in this case, I made a decision as your father for your own good. So, well, I'm not sure forgiveness is needed.
Well, fine.
Camilla.
What's the point of forgiving people when they don't want to be forgiven? I'm going up to my room and tearing up all those lists.
Camilla, wait. Lists? Olivia, Matthew, can we talk? Camilla, what are you doing?
Tearing up lists.
Your room looks like the bottom of a hamster cage.
These were my forgiveness lists.
So this is about forgiveness?
Yeah, it was. And, just between you and me, I think Jesus got his story wrong. I mean, he tells great stories, but that one about forgiving doesn't really work.
Maybe it would help if you came down to the family room. There's something you ought to see.
What is it?
The rest of the story. Okay, are we all set up, Olivia?
Matthew?
Yep, ready to go.
What's going on in here?
You'll see. Sit down.
If you say so.
I do. Roll the tape, Matthew.
Actually, it's not tape anymore, Dad. It's all digital.
Okay. Just play it.
Okay.
So, the mayor forgave old Barney, the tow truck driver, all that money and just let him go right off on his way. But see, that's not the end of the story. Barney was on his way home and he suddenly remembered that he once told a friend of his named Jed, and Jed had never paid him for the service. That was $20 right there. So Barney went to Jed and said, "You pay up." But Jed didn't have the money and said, "Give me time, old friend." Oh, but Barney got really annoyed and said, "Nothing doing." And he called a sheriff and had Jed arrested. And Barney started remembering lots of other people who owed him money, and he found them. And if they couldn't pay, he had them arrested. And before you know it, the sheriff's jail's getting kind of crowded. So the sheriff mentioned it to the mayor and said, "Oh," and guess what? The mayor was madder than a beaver chewing on tinfoil. And he called Barney in, and he said, "Barney, you nasty little tow truck driver, I forgave you thousands and thousands of dollars, and you couldn't forgive a lot less than that." And the mayor turned to the sheriff and said, "Sheriff, you lock Barney up until he can figure out how to pay me back every penny he owes me." And the sheriff dragged Barney right off, and well, he knew Barney could never pay back all that money, so he sort of threw away the key. And that's the last anyone ever saw old Barney. Which is almost as bad as my cousin
okay.
Billy Bob.
You can turn it off now, Matthew.
Hey, nice job with the camera, Matthew.
Thanks.
So, what did you think, Camilla?
Why did you want me to see that, Dad? I'm not like Barney. No one had to forgive me.
Really? Is it possible that while you were trying to figure out who you should forgive, you missed the part where you need to be forgiven, too?
Me? By who?
Well, shall we start with Mr. Whittaker?
Mr. Whittaker?
Mr. Whittaker?
Mm-hmm. Come on in, Whit.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Now I'm confused. What's going on here?
Would you like to explain, Camilla? Something involving a soccer ball and an oscilloscope?
Not really.
Matthew, why don't you get things started?
Well, There was this soccer ball, and Camilla...
I kicked it, and Matthew tried to stop it, and it kind of knocked the oscilloscope down.
Oscilloscope. But I plugged it in, and it was okay.
Except for the broken screen.
But it was working when we left. Honest, Mr. Whittaker.
Actually, Matthew, it wasn't working properly when you left. And the correct thing would have been to tell me after it happened, right?
Yeah. I'm really sorry. I should have told you. You can take it out of my allowance.
Our allowance. I'm sorry, too.
Okay, but saying you're sorry is only part of it.
I'm sorry, and will you forgive me?
Us?
Yes, I will. I forgive you. And I'm happy to report that I was able to fix the machine.
Good.
So you see, Camilla, while you were busy thinking about how to forgive all the people you thought had wronged you, you weren't thinking about the ways you need to be forgiven.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Whittaker. You gave me free ice cream as a reward for finding that soccer ball. But you knew we'd broken the umbrella scope.
Well, that's right. I was all ready to forgive you. I was just waiting for you to ask.
Which is something God does so well. So, are we done? Lesson learned?
Yeah.
Great. Then let's have dinner.
I can't wait to see what Ava cooked up.
Dinner! Oh no, it's in the freezer. I was supposed to tell you to take it out to thaw. I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh. Lists out, everyone.
Dad. Or we could just send out for pizza.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right. We'll send out for pizza instead.
Yes!
Camilla's treat.
Dad!
First Corinthians 13:5 tells us that love keeps no record of wrongs. You know, forgiving others is one of the things God tells us to do. Even in the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to forgive us as we forgive others, a lot like the mayor in Red's story. But sometimes offering forgiveness isn't as hard as asking for forgiveness. In one case, we have to let go of our anger or pain to forgive someone else. In the other case, we have to own up to the anger or pain we've caused someone else. So I hope we've all learned something from Camilla's adventure. And as Red would say, Adventures and Odyssey's a presentation of Focus on the Family. Forgiven More Less was written by George Halitzka and Paul McCusker and directed by Bob Hoos. Our sound design was by Nathan Jones. Our cast fillers included Sydney Schiattone as Camilla, Zach Callison as Matthew, Callie Stables as Olivia, and Andre Stoika as Wynn, along with Mark Evan Jackson and Amanda Troop. And I'm Christine, hoping you'll swing on by next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.